Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Everybody's more productive when we have a checklist. Your retirement checklist coming up.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Joining me today is Lance Gilman. He is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial. And, you've been helping folks for a long time getting to and through retirement. And also alongside Lance today is Cameron. Yeah?
Right. Cameron right. Graham.
Yep. Cameron Graham. I knew I'd get there.
He's here.
All right. So, welcome, Cameron. Welcome, Lance. Nice to have the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Always great to be here with you, Steve.
And,
fun time of the week.
Well, it is. And it is for me, too, because especially when we're talking about this, you get down on that road to retirement and you think about all the different pieces of the plan. So I like this. We're going to get into a checklist. So in other words, just some things that we need to make sure that, I's dotted, T's crossed. But this one goes back to basics. Have a plan.
Yeah, absolutely.
A written plan, that's the key.
A written, it does need to be written, because otherwise you can, words are cheap, right?
Yes.
But when you write it, Steve, you become accountable to that writing, because you can always go back. And that's actually one of the first things that we're going to do when somebody comes in to the office for a meeting, whether they're listening to the radio show or they're seeing us on TV or they're coming to a seminar or they were a referral. The first thing we're going to ask them is, what are your goals? How do you think retirement success looks? What does it mean to you? And you know what we do, Steve?
What's
we
that?
Script those things and we write them, because every person's ideal retirement is different. There is no cookie cutter operation at all.
So, exactly.
Yeah, so, scripting it becomes critical, because now you say, okay, well, what does it mean to you to have a successful retirement? What does that look like? And a lot of people are taken back by that, Steve. they're ready to give you their statements and stuff.
Yeah, but
no,
then it's like, what do you mean?
No, we're not there yet. And then they talk about goals and they say, well, I haven't really thought about it before. Well, we need to think about that and we need to script them. Because everything that we do from this point forward needs to be redirected back to those goals.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the folks, if you want to get a head start, give us a call. It's 833-856-1384. So, yes, have a written plan. That's okay. Check. Make a budget/spending plan. Yes.
Yeah. And again, with the budget is write it down. That way you see it on paper and factor in, your expenses, what you have coming in, what's going out. And then we actually have spreadsheets and handouts to help people with those budgets so they can see it right on paper. Another resource is even to use your credit card for a month or two, as long as obviously we pay it off. But you use a credit card for all your expenses, and then at the end of the month, it will actually, most of them will break that down right for you into each category of what you have coming out and where it's going.
Sure.
And then you can take a look at that and go from there.
How eye-opening is it for people when they sit down and actually do that, that they do the work and they come in and they talk to you?
It's interesting, Steve, because ask people, you say, what do you think you're spending per month? And they're going to throw out some number, whatever
sure.
it is. Right?
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Whatever that is. But they don't know. They don't know what they're actually spending. And then when we go and we start to peel back the onion and say, okay, well, we're going to track the spending here for the next couple of months. So let's say we're in the sweet spot. We've got like 2, 3, maybe even 5 years, right, in an ideal sense to plan for this retirement. So let's say we're 3 years out.
All right.
And we start this and we say, okay, what are we actually spending money on? And we track that for a couple of months. Then we go back to what they said they thought they were spending. Then it becomes really eye-opening. Because
sure.
from what they said and what actually happened can be two very disparate things. And as Cameron mentioned, one of the things, if people have never budgeted before, that we do is we tell them, well, if you take out a credit card and you just put everything that you're spending money on that credit card with the notion that you're going to pay it off every month, because mm-hmm. credit card rates are insane right now. You don't want to be carrying any credit card debt if you can avoid it. But then what happens is you can actually extract from that a report that's going to show you not only what you spent on those 1, 2, 3 months of activity, but it, you can sort it by category. It shows you exactly how much money you're spending at Starbucks, for instance.
Yes.
And that can be crazy.
Yes, I would agree. I mean, just one visit to Starbucks and, you know, pinch in the budget.
Yeah, you got to take a second mortgage out just to get a $15 grande latte.
Exactly. I agree. I completely agree.
Right.
So that takes us. So, yeah, we got to make that budget. And I know people are intimidated, I think, sometimes by a budget. But it's but it's so critical. And I know, when, like you said, when you're forced to sit down and actually do it, it can be rather humbling.
Absolutely. But it's also very eye-opening because it tells us, okay, here are the expenses that we made that are must. These are our operational expenses. Rock bottom, we need to take care of these. But then we can break them down into those things which are not operating expenses. They're nice to have, but they're not necessary.
Sure.
And then we look at that difference. We say, how much money are we spending on the non-essentials right now? Because those can be cut out, Steve, but it requires some sacrifice, but it also requires that we identify what they are so we can cut them out potentially.
Yes. Oh, sure. And it's easy. I mean, that could be anything from, how many streaming services do you have right now?
Boom. There you go.
I mean, that's, to me, and I know that's sort of a running joke for people, but it's true when you actually lay it all out, which I did recently, and now I don't have nearly that many because I don't watch these.
Because you didn't need it.
Yeah, I didn't need it.
The other thing, too, which is really critical, and I'm just going to dovetail off what you just said, Steve, because it's very, very important. When you get your statements, a lot of times when people get their monthly statements from their banking institution, they don't really even look at them, and many of them send them online. So if you don't go into your email and look at those statements, who's looking at them? Nobody. Nobody's looking at those statements. I pulled a statement the other, let's see, it was about 2 weeks ago from one of our accounts. And I looked on there and there were some streaming charges on that account that I asked my wife about. I said, did you order some kind of subscription? Because that's not something that she would typically do.
Yeah.
We don't really watch TV anyway, or much of it. And so for her to order a subscription just didn't make any sense. Well, guess what? She didn't order it. And there was not just one subscription. There were two subscriptions on there. One was for $8.99 and the other one was for like $11. So it worked out to like $20. Not a big deal.
Right.
And for most people, they're not even going to catch that. They're not even going to look at it. It's like $20. It's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Well, then what I did is I went back, and these charges have been hitting the account for like 4 to 5 months going undetected because they're under the radar screen. They're under like $10, $15. Who's going to even look at it?
Not at all.
Well, when you start to peel back the onion on that, you see, well, what in the heck's going on? Who ordered this? So thankfully, most credit cards, if you did not charge something, you can put up a fraudulent expense claim to them and they will investigate it. If you didn't do it, in fact, they will refund you all that money. And they did.
And they did. So did you ever figure out where it came from or how it happened?
No, no idea.
Huh.
But I have no, they obviously figured out and realized it wasn't from us. And then they.
Sure.
But it's just the salient point behind all of this is you need to look at those statements.
Yes.
Every month, and just make sure there's nothing wonky there. A lot of times there isn't. No big deal.
Right.
But you see something on there that's odd, investigate it. Because even a small charge like that, that's where they begin. Small little charges. $4, $5, $6 here, there. Well, $4, $5, $6, 3 or 4 times a month can add up to a lot of money by the end of the year.
Exactly right. 833-856-1384. And Lance, we are up against the clock here. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. Come on back and continue our conversation.
That sounds great, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey folks, here it is, a great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, and get a financial roadmap put together once and for all. Lance and the team at Northern Alliance Financial are there for you, taking that complex financial world and turning it into something that, well, really just makes sense. Here's your chance to get a true practical financial review. So if you're listening right now, give us a call, 833-856-1384. You'll get that comprehensive financial review that Lance just talked about with all the extras that go along with it. And there's no cost, there's no obligation. And you'll find that you now have a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. So in short, you've got nothing to lose. Give us a call, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
We're going to round out our checklist items of consideration on your road to retirement, along with tips and strategies to help you streamline the planning process, right after this.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Back on Financial Safari, I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and Lance Gilman is here. Lance, of course, CEO of Northern Alliance Financial. He is a federal employee retirement specialist. He is an investment advisor representative. He is an author of a brand new book called Strategies for a Worry-Free Retirement. Lance, talk to me about the book. Tell me how we can get it.
So the book, really all people have been asking me about this since publication, which was late fall. They thought it would be published by the end of the year, and they weren't sure. And then all of a sudden, there was a big push, and I actually had it before Thanksgiving. So that was something to be thankful for, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
But the book itself, the only way to get it, because I'm not selling these books. They're just for people that are our radio, our TV listeners, our own clients and friends, and or those that come to seminars. So the only way you're going to get the book is to come in and see us. So, but it's complimentary, it's free, and it covers all aspects of exactly the stuff we're talking about right now, Steve.
Sure.
Whether that's planning, risks, income, Social Security, Medicare, taxes, legal, estate planning, long-term care, it's all covered in the book.
Sure. All right. That's great. Yeah. And Cameron, I know this is probably out of left field, but tell me a little bit about yourself. How is it that you wound up at Northern Alliance?
So I was actually working for another investment firm out of North Carolina for the last couple of years, and kind of stumbled upon this opportunity with Lance and kind of jumped all over it.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, you have joined an incredible team. There's no question about it. And you must have passed muster or they wouldn't have you in there.
Yeah, he went through quite the straining process because we've been looking for a financial advisor up in the Bangor Brewer North area for quite some time, a good 8 months. Steve, and
oh, wow.
We've had many applicants, many people who have expressed interest, but a lot of them didn't even make it to my level. So yeah. The fact that he made it to my level, he's done his undergraduate and master's program, finance and business, through the Husson University system, which has a phenomenal finance and business program and highly regarded. And he's also from that area, actually originally from the Houlton area. So he's actually a native Maina.
Right.
Yep. And well, that seems from the to county be with a capital T. So he brings a lot of credentials and he's hometown. So he's now on the team.
That sounds fantastic. And so Cameron, how's it going so far?
It's been great. The people, the support, clients, every bit of it has been a good experience, and I'm looking forward to it for years to come.
Years to come, exactly right. 833-856-1384. It feels good when you find a place that kind of feels like home, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what, I mean, that's the feeling I get with you guys, just the team that you put together there, Lance, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's true, and we have advisors throughout the entire state. We have about 10 different satellite offices throughout the state, whether that's southern, central, or northern Maine. We've got you covered, and we've built a very robust team, not only advisors, but administrative support staff as well at the headquarters in Auburn, and we're poised to really take this thing to another level.
All right. Well, I'm happy to be along for the ride. Yeah. So we're going through this checklist, and so we're going to kind of wrap it up on some things. But we did not talk about healthcare in any way, shape, or form, and we really need to, from a Medicare standpoint in particular. We've got to understand where we are from a healthcare standpoint.
Yeah, healthcare is a huge part of the. It's a huge piece of the pie, especially a lot of our clients are kind of in that 55 to 65 range. So that having that Medicare option is starting to become a reality. And we work with many agents that work with some of the top companies in the nation. And they'll meet you right at the office, go through all the options and figure out what's best for you. And again, they'll meet you right at our locations and help you figure out what's gonna be the best fit for you.
Well, that's right. I think that's fantastic to be able to sit down with somebody right there. They know your story. You don't have to go through all that again and just have this process, because it's intimidating to jump into that Medicare world.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And especially most of the clients that we're dealing with, Steve, are right on the cusp of their retirement. And many of them have hit the magic age of 65. And that's your qualifying age to age into Medicare. And so all of these options, now all of a sudden you're getting all this fan mail.
It's endless.
You're going to be more famous than Michael Jordan all of a sudden for the 6 months that you are aging into Medicare. You're getting all this stuff, and it's super confusing. And all of these different companies are vying for your business. And how are you going to sort through all of that? Well, none of the people that are working with us have to even worry about it, because all they have to do is come into the office. There is no cost, no charge at all whatsoever. They're going to sit down with one of these Medicare specialists that's one of the top in New England, and they're going to figure out who their doctors are, who their specialists are, what medications they're on. They're going to plug it in to these national data research engines, and they're going to spit out, these are the top three policies and plans that are available to you right now. These are the pluses and minuses of each. What would you like to do? And they're going to sign them up on the spot. They don't have to even think about it.
Ah, that's wonderful. I mean, one of the more intimidating processes seem relatively easy and pain-free.
Exactly. That's the whole idea. And not only we're only doing that with Medicare, but we're also doing it with other things like tax considerations. A lot of times people come in and they say, well, what do I do to reduce my tax burden? And if they don't have an accountant, then we marry them up with another one of our professional agents that we have, or professional offices that we have that deal with accounting, that are accountants, CPAs, and or it could be a legal issue that they need to address. That's a whole other piece of the equation. And so we have these affiliate offices, whether that's accounting or legal and medical, all throughout the state, that marry with our financial advisors to help our clients in this comprehensive, very complicated planning process of retirement.
Sure. All right. And again, we're talking about taking a checklist and checking off the things. And so let's talk asset inventory. That's a way I haven't heard that said before.
Asset inventory. Yes, exactly. So that's one of the things that we're going to look at also as part of the intake process is, again, we're not just interested in what your portfolio looks like. Managing a portfolio is important, and we have robust money managers that are looking at the portfolios every single day. But what about these other things that you have? What other assets are you bringing to the table in your retirement? You may have assets that are outside of your portfolio. For instance, savings. You might have a money market account that's in a low interest bearing savings account. I had somebody in the office just last week, Steve, that had $70,000 in savings, which, okay, that's a good amount of money to have in savings for sure. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely more than what she needed in terms of what we would consider for an emergency savings plan, 6 to 12 months of emergency savings, was way more than what she needed. She had paid off most, if not all, of her debts. And so her need for emergency savings fund was half of what she had in savings. But the other piece of that inventory realized that she was only earning 0.05% on that $70,000.
Yeah, what is that, about a penny a year?
it's something like that. It was like literally $17 or something for the year.
Wow.
And I said, listen, we need to do something. Every single dollar you have needs to be doing something to produce income for you. This isn't working. And she said, I agree. I just don't know what to do. So that's where that discussion, where we start to kind of filter out, okay, what other assets do you have? Okay, well, we've got this home, we've got this camp. And so you realize, okay, we've got quite a bit of assets that are here. And when you count it all up, you could have $500,000, more than $1 million of assets.
Sure. Well, and again, one more thing to check off the list is Social Security. And Lance, you do certainly have some expertise in that world.
That's for sure, Steve. I have done quite a bit of research with Social Security. I've been a national speaker for many, many years on Social Security and Social Security planning. And most people, unfortunately, just don't even know where to begin. It's another government program. And of course, the amount of paperwork and policies and procedures relative to Social Security, if you put them all together, would probably fill a warehouse 7 times full. And the thing is, once you learn all that, guess what? They can change it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just infinitely complicated. So it's very important that when you start thinking about Social Security, that you're going to sit down with somebody that's going to help you through the options. Because if you call Social Security, number one, you're probably going to be on hold for a half an hour or 45 minutes. And then when you finally get somebody, provided you get somebody and don't get frustrated and hang up, they're not going to tell you about the strategies involving Social Security for you to maximize your benefits. Remember, you're talking to the government.
Exactly.
And even if they could, even if they wanted to, it's not legal. They're not advisors. So it's not legal for them to be giving you advice. So that's why it's very important you're talking to somebody that has the background in these matters to be able to look at all of your assets with your Social Security, with your pension if you have one. How do these all coordinate and fit together best for you?
Right. And again, folks, if you'd like to have that question answered and more, now'd be a good time to give Lance a call and come on in and talk about it.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
What steps can you take to help your spouse or significant other bolster their retirement savings? Let's take a look.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
Welcome back, everybody. Financial Safari is the program. I'm Steve Siddall, and with me, as always, Lance Gilman, Lance Investment Advisor Representative. He is an author of a book called Strategies for a Worry-Free Retirement. You can get your hands on one if you give us a call. Come on in and sit down, and then, you know, Lance will even sign the book for you. Also joining us today, Cameron Graham. Cameron, the newest team member at Northern Alliance Financial, and you are, I think, all of you, all of the guys that I talk to, Peter, Jeremy, Derek, they are all from Maine.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That is true.
Yeah.
We're all originally born and grew up here, and some of them actually went to college outside of the state, but ended up coming back. Most of us do.
So, Cameron, did you was that something that you had hoped over the course of time, that you could come back to Maine?
So I actually almost went to school in Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
But kind of the deciding factor was baseball. So I played baseball at Huston, and that's what kind of kept me here.
Mm-hmm.
And then outside of that, really no plans of leaving. My wife is finishing up nursing school this semester, and then she actually just took a job over at Northern Light. So she'll start that, and we'll be right in the Bangor area for hopefully a while.
For a while, sure. And so let's jump into this. We talk about, you know, couples and how sometimes they aren't always on the same page. But again, from a financial standpoint, you know, as I started to look into this, you know, because I know there are couples, and I'd be curious to get your take on this, Lance, is, you know, if there are couples and they may not know about each other's finances.
It happens, Steve. And you know, it's perfectly okay.
Sure,
which it's different, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's what works for them. And if it works for them, then it works for them. I have had instances where the couple has never done finances together, ever. And that's okay. It's a little different, obviously, than what we're used to, but it's okay if that's what works for them. And so if that is the case, what has to happen in that regard is they come in separately for their meetings and their reviews, and it happens. It's definitely the exception, but once in a while, for whatever reason, they just decided. For instance, I'll give you a perfect example. You might have two people that have two separate careers. They have two, and they've had separate checking accounts. Then they get married, so they've already done business. They've already established themselves as independent. And now with themselves, with their careers and with their finances, and now they get married. Many times they're perfectly okay keeping that separated. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, sure.
So it's something that we have to discuss in the beginning, because many times we're wanting to meet with the couples together. And usually for a first meeting, we would do that. But then in that first meeting, if it comes out that they would prefer to have separate meetings, that is perfectly fine. And we will. And we do not discuss the other's financial matters.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, it happens. So,
sure,
and that's perfectly fine.
Well, again, so in a different kind of a situation, the couple, you know, the suggestion here is to hold regular budgeting meetings. And I like that, because I tell you what, my wife and I get together every month. I call them a money date. right?
There you go.
So it's a, you know, it's light, it's, you know, but again, yeah. we just both understand where we're at.
Right.
And that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely. And normally, outside of those exceptions, we will have couples that come in together to a meeting. And we always recommend that they always come together if at all possible. If there's any way possible they can come in together just to get their reviews and their updates, then we always recommend that they both come together. Now, typically in a relationship, one or the other, not both, are interested in the finances, and the other one has absolutely zero interest in it. None.
Yeah.
But we still recommend that they come, because life can change, and then there's not surprises. If you're coming along every 6 months or so, or even more frequently, sometimes we amp the cadence up if someone's getting closer to more critical retirement dates, then we might meet every quarter, for instance, or every month even. Well, that
okay.
might be a little bit too much, but usually for every 6 month checkup, we definitely recommend that even the spouse that's not interested in the finance come along, just so that they are informed of what's happening.
Of course. And I like this one too. If a lot of folks, maybe you're going to get a raise, and what do you do with that raise? Well, it's easy enough to spend it, but at the same time, maybe take a second look.
What we always say is pay yourself first. And
sure.
so if you get a raise, typically what we would want to see is at least 10% of that raise going towards your retirement planning. So, and that's kind of the benchmark. But I will tell you this, this is kind of an interesting story, and it's actually in the book. It made the book. There are certain
and
stories that
book.
Just make the book.
Yep.
This one made the book because it's one of those champion stories that you just want to talk about because it's a triumph. And what this particular person did is every time they got a raise, they put that raise towards their financial future. They saved it in some capacity towards their financial future, and they lived within the current salary range that they had. They took every dime of it, Steve, not 10%, which is a little extreme.
Yes.
But by the time this person was retirement eligible, which was way before what Social Security said they would retire at, they retired a millionaire, and they had a very modest, decent career. Nothing crazy. They weren't a CEO of something, vice president of X. No, they were a teacher. This person was a teacher, and they retired a millionaire with no debt.
Boy, that's discipline over time, and look at the result.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Powerful.
833
and made the book.
And made the book. 833-856-1384. So if, yeah, again, depending on the situation, let's talk about a spousal IRA or a spousal contribution to an IRA.
Yeah, that's something else that comes into play quite often too, is if, you know, one spouse doesn't necessarily, either doesn't work or doesn't earn much of an income, so they may not have a whole lot to put towards their retirement. The spousal contribution will allow that other spouse to be able to put some money into their account up to the limits, $7,000 under 50, and the catch up 50 and over up to $8,000. So really, as long, what a lot of people don't realize either is as long as one spouse is working, they can make that contribution to each other's accounts.
Sure. I mean, that's a very good thing to know and to explore. When we say use all retirement options, what are we talking about here?
So basically, what you want to look at comprehensively as in terms of what your opportunities are for income in retirement, because really it's just a cash flow analysis. That's all retirement is making sure your inflows are greater than your outflows.
Sure.
It sounds pretty simple, and you know what? It is. Making that work is where it gets complicated.
That's the challenge, isn't it?
Right. So, I mean, I've had couples say, well, okay, I've got my Social Security, I got my spouse's Social Security, and then I have what I've saved, And so we put those together and then we see if that works. And if that works, then you're golden. You don't have to even think about it anymore. You're done.
Yeah.
Game over. And congratulations that you made it across the finish line, because not everybody does make it across the finish line. Well, so what if you don't? Now, what if putting those three pieces of the puzzle into the income analytics just doesn't work? We need more income somehow. Well, okay, how are we going to do that? I've had some couples say to me, well, we have this efficiency apartment over our garage, and we have rented it in the past, and so we've thought about doing an Airbnb type thing. And so then you kind of do some background analytics and you figure out, well, what if you did rent it, how often would you rent it? And you figure that out. And if that works for you, that could produce another $15,000, $2,000 a month, which is substantial in retirement, especially if you've pared down your income. But it's these kind of things, Steve, that we're going to talk about. What sources do you have that are going to be able to generate income in and through your retirement?
And then, you know, we've got to look at our account balances, make sure that that's in check.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it as well. You would be surprised at how many people come into maybe it's a first meeting and they bring their statements, and that's the first time that they've looked at them in quite some time.
Right.
And that's exactly why, once we've established everything, that's exactly why we do 6-month reviews. We typically meet clients twice a year. Once everything's kind of, you know, we've got everything in place and rolling, just to kind of check up on things like that, make sure that, and maybe there is no changes that we're making to it, but just kind of checking up on things. Life happens. Make sure that everything is going smoothly. Goals, if anything new, such as goals have come up, or if everything's staying the same, just kind of review what's going on and make sure that we're staying the course on where we want to be.
Sounds great, Cameron. And on that note, we need to put a cap on this segment of the show. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. Come on back and continue.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
So if you do want to take advantage of this complimentary review, simply pick up the phone and call us, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
When we come back, our favorite part of the show, questions from our listeners.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
Back on Financial Safari. It's our final segment together. That means it is time for questions from listeners. They've been busy this week, Lance, Cameron, this has been a fun show. You've really covered some ground for us.
Yeah, appreciate it. No, Steve, it's always fun. This is like one of my favorite times of the week. I don't get to do it a lot just because of the busyness of my schedule, but
sure.
It's always great to be here with you. It kind of reminds me of the old days when we used to do it every week together.
Every week, exactly. Yeah. And, well, and again, you know, we're talking about just making sure that everything is up to snuff. And one of the things that you can do by visiting the website, nafinancialadvisors.com, nafinancialadvisors.com, is you can find all of the seminars that you guys, I mean, you're getting rave reviews for these things, and you do them from one end of the state to the other.
Well, that's true. We do have, we've just started queuing up our seminars now that the weather threats are calming down a little bit here in Maine. And they're starting to pop up all over the state. And typically we do somewhere between 4 to 6 seminars every single month. So more than likely there's a seminar coming to somewhere near you very soon.
All right. Fair enough. Folks, if you want to get a head start or find out some more or sign up for a seminar, 833-856-1384. You can check out when, where, and what times on the website.
All right.
Let's jump into some of these questions here. Paul is in Machias. Paul is wondering. Paul is wondering. He says, I've been a firefighter since I was 19. I retire next year at the age of 49. Wow. At this young age, short of getting another job, how can I supplement my pension?
Yeah, I would say there's quite a few different factors that play into that answer. I would say the biggest thing is give us a call and come and sit down with us, and we can kind of figure that out and take a look at what, you know, Paul, what you might have in investments. Is there, you know, interest from those investments that we can take from? How much income do we actually need to supplement the pension? What do we, back to the budget, what's the difference there? What do we actually need to make up from? And then what are we earning from our other investments that maybe we can draw from to help supplement that? Mm-hmm. But I would definitely say give us a call and we can figure that out.
In the question, it doesn't say the marital status, whether you're married or you're single. That obviously is a huge factor in this. If you are married, is your spouse planning to continue to work? Is there an age differential? There's a lot of factors here,
parts.
Paul.
Sure.
Come and see us.
Sure, exactly. All right, Paul, give us a call. It's 833-856-1384. Sharon is wondering, she's in Camden. She says, I have a meeting scheduled with you next week. I wanted to see if it would be okay to bring along my 18-year-old son who's heading off to college in a few months. Thanks and appreciate what you do.
Absolutely. And Sharon, and not only Sharon, but any of our clients or listeners, if you want to bring in one of your children, that is perfectly fine. We actually encourage it because guess what, Steve? There's not much in terms of training and education that's going on reference to finances.
Oh, yeah.
And so anytime we have the capability to have a younger person come in and that's interested in learning about this kind of stuff, we're all over it. We had, I think it was probably a month or so ago,
yep.
There was somebody that came into the office basically on their own volition because they were 18 years old. And they came in and they had started working, but the place where they were working at an auto dealership had a 401k, but they didn't allow employees to participate in the 401k until they were 21. So he would have lost an entire 3 years of savings, Steve, if he had waited for that. He said, no, I'm not doing that. And he actually heard the radio and called in. And he's now a client. So it's really
fantastic, encouraging
to see these younger people for sure.
Well, again, this 18-year-old young man, I mean, it could be exactly what he needs to hear and understand, you know, his mother's situation, but then also he can begin to apply that in his own life.
Absolutely. No question.
All right, Sharon, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. 833, well, she is coming in, 833-856-1384. So I hope it goes well.
And now
well.
With her son, so
exactly.
That's great.
All right. Curtis is in Palermo. Curtis says, my mother has long-term care insurance and has had it for years. They've gone up on her premium yet again. They're telling her that she has two options. One, cancel. Two, take less coverage. She's 70 for crying out loud. What can she do?
That is a dilemma. And One thing that we're not going to do, Curtis, is we are not going to do anything until you come in here and we have a chance to look at the policy, see what it says, and call the provider. Because even though the policy has gone up in premium yet again, it still may be, depending on the amount of coverage that she's receiving from that particular policy, it still may be competitive. Now, it may not be, and then we have some other research that we need to do to see if it's viable for her to stay in that policy or not. But before you do anything, come on in with your mom and the policy. Let's take a look at it, peel back the onion, call the provider, and see what this thing actually does and what the costs are for what they're providing.
Well, I think that's great insight, Lance, that there are some opportunities within long-term care, the traditional sense, that maybe can be translated to a more modern approach.
Yeah, absolutely. And if that's the case, we can look at some of the hybrid policies that are out there that aren't going to increase in premium every year. But before we do any of that, we need to first analyze what she's got.
Sure. All right, let's see. We got time for more here. Let's go to Alan. He is in Newport. Alan says, I hear you talking about annuities, but my current advisor is not about annuities at all. Why the contradiction?
Yeah, there's a couple things to that. One, your current advisor might not be licensed in that side, so that might be one reason why he doesn't want to talk about it, is that he can't, simply put.
He doesn't have the license to talk about it. Right.
And two is, there's two types. There's variable annuities, then there's fixed index annuities. Variable can lose money. There's a lot of fees with them. We actually only deal with fixed indexed annuities. Reason being is there's no risk, and you partake in the upside potential of what it's following. It's really just another tool in the toolbox to use as far as the whole, you know, plan goes. It's not something we recommend to everybody. It's really, like everything, it's a case-by-case basis, and really just kind of comes down to what your risk tolerance is and what the best fit for you is. But definitely that's where some of it's kind of, the line gets a little bit hairy, is between variable and fixed, which is understandable. But that's why we use fixed indexed annuities. Mm-hmm. Simply because of that no risk side of it and the potential for the upside of it.
Okay, so just kind of looping it back to the previous question about long-term care, there's also something called index universal life, and that can be a big help as far as long-term care, can it?
Yeah, sure. And you get some people that are interested in pursuing that index universal, they're called IULs for short.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's another way. Many of these policies come with some type of long-term care benefit. A lot of the annuities that Cameron was just mentioning actually are, some of them have hybrid features to turn on an income benefit similar to an IUL that you can outlive. Even if the policy goes to zero, they have to keep paying until you either get better or you pass. So that's why Cameron was saying this is a tool that we use. It's not something, if we have it available because we have the licenses to do it. If somebody comes in here and says, I want a competitive rate of return with zero risk, well, guess what? They can't be in the market. So that means they're either going to go into a fixed, just guaranteed rate of return, or a fixed index policy where you're going to basically share and actually show some form of gains in the market with no risk. So you're sharing in the upside, but you have no chance for risk on the downside. But it doesn't fit in all cases. But if someone comes in and says, listen, this was my mom's money, I don't want to lose a penny of it, I want you to get me the highest rate that you can, we're not going to go to the market. We're going to talk about some of these fixed annuity products.
Sure. 833-856-1384 is the number. And with annuities, I mean, there are so many options out there, and they have really come a long way. So if you've not really talked about an annuity lately, it's really time to have the conversation. And I know that you lay it out in such a way that it's super easy to understand.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And again, it doesn't fit in every, we're not going to entertain it for every conversation, but if someone's interested in a competitive rate of return with zero risk, or they just absolutely say, listen, for this piece of my portfolio, I don't want to lose a dime, then we're going to go to the fixed annuity bucket.
Well, right now, with interest rates kind of going up a little bit, that has affected the interest and really the longevity, if you will, of annuities, correct?
Yeah, sure. And if somebody wants to go with that, then if they want just a straight guarantee of a percentage every year, I mean, I've had people call me and say when interest rates on these guaranteed annuity products get close to 6, call me. Because I'm investing some money in there. I'm going to place some money in there. Because if it gets close to 6, then that's any higher than anything I can find.
Yeah.
And so, again, these fixed rates have now pushed close to 6%. So it's worth a look for sure.
All right.
Certainly better than anything that you'd find typically for CDs or other things at the bank.
Yeah, absolutely.
And certainly better than that 0.05 that I had last week with $70,000.
Right. So. Exactly. All right, we got to take one more quick break and come on back. We'll wrap it up.
All right, sounds good, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, here it is. You know, really, it's a great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, get that financial roadmap put together. And really, the goal of the show is to help you make the best decisions for you. So if you do have questions about what we're talking about here today, or how it might apply in your own situation, give us a call, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Lance, Cameron, as always, a pleasure to be here. One of my favorite hours of the week. Goes by very, very quickly, and it's always fun.
Too fast, Steve, for sure. Always a pleasure to be with you. You do a great job.
Thanks, Lance. We want to thank everybody for listening as well, and we're going to come back next week with new topics and questions and more here on Financial Safari with Lance Gilmer.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.